that up. We've already seen a plethora of bills from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle for some reason to try to micromanage Marion County, the largest city in the state of Indiana and the largest tax contributor to relative to communities in the state of Indiana. Yes, we're going to have to fight those battles. Let's understand, this is not new for us. This has been consistent. And what really bothers me is that the party that we're fighting against is supposed to be a party of small government. The job of local government is supposed to be left up to local government. Yet year after year, we see legislation changing the way that local government can work within its communities. I don't know what's going on the other side of the aisle, and I won't profess to understand the logic behind it. But for people who profess to be about small government, this seems like a large government overreach.
Hi there, so sorry. I just wanted to know your reaction to a statement that I just got from the author of the bill that passed last year, SEA 148, that deals with the tenant-landlord relationship. The author says that he's advocating for the override of a veto and believes it could happen early this session and believes there's support within the Senate to do this. I wanted to get your reaction to that and what you would be doing, I'm assuming, to try to not allow that to happen after the governor vetoed that bill.
You know, we're seeing a lot of overrides, both nationally and locally. Of course, listen, that bill was an overreach, even for the party of less government. If they bring that override and veto override to the floor of the Senate, they're going to have, in my opinion, some problems inside their own caucus. There was consternation amongst a lot of their members for voting for that bill. And remember, they did not get a unanimous vote out of their caucus. So I think it would be very tough to get a supermajority to override the veto of the governor. But if they do, then I think it's time for the governor to step up and say something about it. You know, we cannot allow this kind of government oversight. This was all about the Marion County City, the Indianapolis City County Council trying to protect tenants who were being bombarded by landlords and being kicked out on the street. You know, the people that come down here to the state capitol on a yearly basis always complain, Senator Taylor, why can't you do anything about the crime? Well, if you leave us alone and let us start addressing these issues rather than once we do something to help the situation here in Indianapolis, you decide here over at the State House, you got a better idea. And then you come back and complain again about the problems that we have here in Indianapolis. It's time for the legislators who don't live in Indianapolis to stop passing bills to hurt Indianapolis. It's hurting the entire state. We are the largest contributor as far as counties to the state of Indiana, and you're hurting us. Please stop doing that.